Unit 14. Analysis. Research has shown that is a phrase often used to persuade the listener that the speaker can back up what he or she is saying with firm empirical evidence. However, it is extremely vague to claim that research has shown anything unless you can back up the claim with specific details about the research. Who carried out this research? What methods did they use? What precisely did they find? Have their results been confirmed by other workers in the field? These are the sorts of questions which anyone who uses this phrase should be able to answer. If they can't, then there is no reason to be persuaded by the phrase, which is then empty of content. Practice. 1. In 2002, UC Santa Barbara neuroscientist Michael Miller conducted a study of verbal memory. One by one, 16 participants lay down in an fMRI brain scanner and were shown a set of words. After a few minutes' rest, a second series of words was presented and they pressed a button whenever they recognized a word from the first series. As each participant decided whether he had seen a particular word a few minutes ago, the machine scanned his brain and created a digital map of his brain's activity. When Miller finished his experiment, he reported his findings the same way every neuroscientist does, by averaging together all the individual brain maps from his subjects to create a map of the average brain. Miller's expectation was that this average map would reveal the neural circuits involved in verbal memory in the typical human brain. 2. Our bodies have a protecting trick up their sleeves. Once certain viruses have done their dirty work in a body, they'll never be let back in again. It's called immunity, and it's why we get chickenpox only once in a lifetime. Let's say that a big, ugly dog moves in next door. The first time you try to pet it, it snarls and tries to take a small chunk out of your rear end. So, the next time you have to walk past that dog, you are prepared. You blow a dog whistle that sends him cowering into his doghouse with his paws over his ears. You fight back because you recognize danger when you see it. Your body works the same way. It recognizes an evil virus the second time around, knows it will cause trouble, and attacks it before it has a chance to do its mischief again. 3. You and your friend have just finished your meal. The waiter lays the check on your table. Boom! To an ear-splitting duet of, "Let me get that," you and your friend's hands snatch down on it like two pelicans plunging for the same fish. Embarrassing battles follow. You disturb nearby diners. Here's how to avoid this happening. Arrive at the restaurant before your guest arrives and give the person who seats you your credit card. Say you want him to bring the bill with the credit card already stamped as you finish your meal. When the meal is over, the server brings the check directly to you. You merely fill in the tip and hand it back. When your friend says, "Oh no," simply say, "No, it's done. I really want to get this one." Your friend is impressed and pleased.